This is KUT. A controversial development plan for Austin's Shoal Creek neighborhood is moving forward at City Hall. KUT's Saida Hassan reports.
After months of delays and debate, the development called The Grove at Shoal Creek got initial approval from the Austin City Council Thursday. The approval includes a cap on office space at The Grove to 115,000 square feet and limits retail space to 100,000 square feet. But Mayor Steve Adler calls this plan a, quote, placeholder.
By that, I mean this vote is not intended to indicate agreement with or support of these particular caps. Nor does it suggest that these are the only two issues on the table. There are many more issues on the table than this, but allows the process to move forward.
The case still requires two more approvals from council before construction can actually begin. A big reason why The Grove is being so thoroughly vetted is because the developer, ARG Bull Creek, wants to build a PUD, or planned unit development. It's an ambitious zoning designation that allows several different types of developments to be planned as one big project. And the idea is that a PUD should bring some community benefit, like affordable housing. In this case, ARG wants to build housing, office space, and retail, all on a largely vacant tract of land in central Austin. Attorney Jeff Howard represents ARG. He told the council that amendments to limit commercial space were, quote, unworkable.
Because they will not only affect the viability of the project, but also its vibrancy as a mixed-use center. Office use supports restaurants and retail by providing necessary daytime consumers.
The common refrain from residents who spoke against the current Grove plan is that a commercial development of this scale doesn't belong in a neighborhood dominated by single-family homes. Council members heard from Grayson Cox, vice president of the Bull Creek Road Coalition, a neighborhood group that's been critical of the Grove.
I think the Grove, as it's been proposed, would be amazing on another site that had better transportation connectivity. But the challenge that we truly have is its location and its limited connectivity.
Cox asked for more time before the next vote to allow for further mediation between residents and the developer. Attorney Jeff Howard says ARG would agree to that, but wouldn't want it to delay the process any further. Councilmember Ora Houston and Mayor Pro Tem Kathy Tovo both voted against the rezoning. Tovo said the current plan does not meet her standards for affordable housing.
As I've indicated before, I don't believe that it yet meets the requirements for superiority that we've specified in our code for planned unit developments in particular. I think there's more work to do, significantly more work to do on affordable housing right now.
The next public hearing on The Grove is tentatively scheduled for November. Saida Hassan, KUT News.